Going to go on daf. Masech to somebody deserve daf. Lamed beis. We begin on a beis. Again, tells master begins the gemara. Halacha gupshim gamliel. Tosis points out lahani meroi. For these meram, obviously less luklala. They don't hold the rule. The chomakim shoshan gupshim gamliel mishnaseinu. That whenever gupshim gamliel is quoted in the mishnayis halacha kamaisai, as the gemara says, get daf lamed ches. Meditzach l'misal kabasei. But the fact that the rule came obviously that they don't hold it because then you don't have to mention. Next is master, which really belongs in the mishnah daf chav tes. Says avikachom halach l'tarfas. Which Tanin B'Masnitin, which we learned it in the Mishnah, B'Hipsik B'Em Sadvarm, and then we interrupted with things that are forbidden, B'Hana, Mishim D'Dom L'Basat Nechlas, because the Ma'is is similar to the other case of meat that comes in, where there's a difference between coming in and going out. Right, says not the beginning of the Likar B'Laza. So it says it's a wonder. Because La'el on the Chavtes Ma'viz Gabi Oriz L'Vuvin, the mashmaha she'en levuvin, which sounds like that, oh, if it doesn't have the ripped through the heart, ein ishchat levayis kachavim, that they're not forbidden in benefit, that it's not like Rebbe Laza, even if, because he holds even if not levuvin also. Mechen lekaman, so later on, gabi gavinais, by the cheese, I feel like ein mevayis onayki hem asum Rebbe Laza. The kul bestam in ishchat levayis kachavim, what do you mean, forget about it. We presume the old slaughtered by the Zar. From Ken Tana based on naked like Rebelaza. So that's also not like Rebelaza. Why are we only making the dig over here? But Shlomo tells you, we can say, no, Rebelaza, not Mishari Shar Oris. No, he permits other hides, with Shar Gavinas and other cheese. The Lay Marin is Tamak Shabbos Abi Kachom Lawiz Kachom. But don't say, as our Gemara is saying over here, that generally the whatever the non Jew does with idolatry, Al Derech Shchit Olmans, was done through slaughter. Av Derech Hanik V'Nechira, but if it's done through a piercing or strangulation, Lay, then we don't say it's definitely Fabi the Zar. But regarding meat that enters into the Hasavay Dazar, Daik Shapir, that the Gemara is inferring very well. That's not like a Belezer Kashin, Darkhal Hachnas, Baslavay Zikhomel, Behem Shud, that they bring in only when it's slaughtered. So that's already Aser, Quantra Belezer, already from beforehand. But not necessarily for the cheese that could have been stabbed or strangulated and by the Iris Lavuin. If it wasn't Lavuin, that he would also hold its mutter. Next test about the beginning of the Gemara, but Yitzah Aser. But if it's on its way out, it's forbidden because the Yevshid Lekatek Kervis always come. It can't be that it wasn't brought as a sacrifice for it. So Rabbi Yudim Maseri, and the bit is going like Rabbi Yudim Maseri. So it says, Ach, Mashma, here it sounds like Drabbanon, that coin Drabbanon, Loimach should talk about Zobazi Kabbalah Mace, that they don't hold like what the Gemara brings the source of Rabbi Yudim Maseri, that we don't compare the sacrifice of a desire to a dead person. Chemash Perikam Dechum, that sounds like a Vechum, that you begin on base, the Kabbalah Gemara says, Beeshlach HaCheres, and you have another one, Shemitam and Bebasa, that contaminates by caring, Venimitam Oil does not contaminate by oil. It says Gemara, like Rabbi Maseru, which says it's even time oil. Sounds like Drabban and hold. It's not. But Beishra Ben Tam, Ben Tam asks, is the level previous the Gemara Rav Chav Tes and Beis Kimi Bayilei. When the Gemara asks Yainas Menal, where do we know the prohibition of Yainas from Hana? Comment the Gemara says, Bezevach Guvim Menal, and where do we know the slaughtering itself? Makos the Mason is compared to dead people. But coming out Rabbi Maseru doesn't say, oh, that's also like Rabbi Maseru. I'm like a man of poly. Obviously, no one disagrees with this. And here it sounds like that they do. By gosh, another difficulty is the chidayik hacha. And the Gemara infers over here, basa nechnas mutter. Meat on its way in is permitted. If we say, oh, the liquor belaza, my come, what are you saying? How do you know? Dim la ilam amalacha, may I get to ask your belaza? It is like a belaza. But a rabban, the behuda, severely, but he holds like rabban, the behuda, did less to hacha kisha, that they don't hold the hekish. And therefore, that's why it's not going to be forbidden. And it's not logical to reject that to say, oh, the Samach HaSeifa, that we're relying on the Seifa with the Asker Bidvim Seira, because we see that is like a Bidvim Seira, not like Rabbanu Bidvim Seira, because the Chazar HaLefarish, then the Gemara should have explained that and gone through that Cheshbon. So my Farish Rabbein Tam, he actually explains the Takrevis, Shehu Ke'ein Panim, a sacrifice that's like what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Zvicha, slaughtering, Keter, burning, Menisach, and libations. Oh, that might Rabbanu, of course Rabbanu agreed the Alfinim Meis, so we learn that from the dead person. B'nichlel gabi Yayin Nesach, it never makes sense what the Gemara said previously regarding Yayin Nesach, that he agrees to that. Everyone agrees. Abba Takrevish, Enikain, Panim, Peligi. The Machlek is regarding sacrifice that's not like what's done in the Beis HaMikdash. L'fikach uki l'achta acha, therefore explaining that the halacha b'hiya basa yoytze, the mitah that came out, could be huda, because the b'chadichah shabasa she'in z'buch l'fnei b'zikachamai. We're talking about not the mitah that was slaughtered from the idol, but she may be a diary and they bring it as a gift. V'nicha, now it makes sense, the Ketanya, we learned the words of Amenei Shehu Kizdev Chemesim, like that which is like the slaughtering of the other dead. But it doesn't say that it actually was the Mashmah Zevach Mamash, which that would have sounded like literally it was slaughtered, which it wasn't. And therefore, that's why they disagree. Reaper, she explains, that regarding the prohibition of eating and pleasure and benefit, the Mishnah Krah that the Pasuk is talking about, no one disagrees. The Chotah Kupas of Zichavim Aser Bahano, everyone agrees that the sacrifices of the Avodah Zarah is going to be forbidden the benefit. And this gets messed from the fact that it's compared to a dead person. Ki Pligilin Tuma. When do they disagree regarding halacha of Tuma specifically? Rebu the Makash Lameis, he compares to a dead person, Avodah Zarah Tuma even regarding Tuma. And that's what has Tuma Soil, B'chemash Tuma. That's what it sounds like. The Gears is the B'chol Duch Shavik or the Shavik, Rebu Yehuda Memeseira, Isser, he's not talking about Isser. For Kanaka Tuma, he's talking about Tuma, because that's where he disagrees with Rabban. V'chadayik Shap, and now it makes sense with the Gemara's being Medayik, even the Tana Basa Yitze, Aser, since we said that when the meat's coming out, it's forbidden. Lamal Mehed the Misni, why are you saying Mneshu Gezibach Mason, that it's like Zibach Mason? My Lamachar, rather, coming to tell you that Aser Umetame, that's prohibited and it contaminates. Two different halachas. The timer and the reason. The breach, like we explained, to the after, to like a decrepit, it's not possible that this doesn't have an element of sacrifice. Umani, who's it like? Does the Gemara say Rebbeinu Meseira? Now, Chuvas, Al Pesha, Rebbeinu Tam, and responses regarding what Rebbeinu Tam says, Yesh Laharach Harbe, one could be lengthy regarding, and prepare Kam the Chulin, W. Gimelon Base. When it says, Master begins the Gemara, Hoylichal Tarfis, Pesha, Rebbe Shemaya, it says, Makam Matinifis, a dirty, we're giving it a derogatory term, like a filthy play, like a base, a torfa, reference to the woman's genital area, or be Yishalmi Pesh Lashon Trafim, which terminology of Avodah Zarah. It says about to begin with the words, which belong actually on the next daf, Megimel Mar Aleph, that Yisrael Oilech Lirid Shalev Dikachavim, a Jew that goes to the fear of the idol worshippers, which Perashim Perakamah we explained in the first parag, Navid Beis Amid Beis. The next says Maschal that begins with, which Kvega brings. The Maschal Avol, the Daf Yigimel Menav, the Maschal Mois. Next says Maschal to begin with the words Kachi Girsa Svarim. This is the Girsa of the text because the Rashi's text Tana Baalina Brisa. Noidus Ha'ibdi Kachavim, the flasks of the non-Jew Gerudim Chadoshim Retarim. If it's scraped, there's no tar and they're new, then they're permitted. Yishan Levizafaf and Nasrin, but if they're old and tarred, then forbidden. Says Tais. V'chein ha-meis l'kamanat says brought later on the l'amigim ha-rav gabi kankanam by the jugs. Kankanam shalavi kachavim. When you talk about the jugs of the idol worship. It's gerudim chadashim mutarim. If they're scraped, they're new, they're permitted. Yishon mezafaf and old and tarred, asum they're forbidden. Pesh Rashi explains the Zelchan, he says like this. Gerudim, what is that? Shalain is aftim oilim, if it never had tar. Them chadashim, and they're new, then mutarim they're permitted. Because the chnis is yayin zman mut, when you put in one just for a little bit of time, lebala oir, the leather does not absorb it. But after Kanoid, so the Rashi says specifically flas, of Klicheres, but earthenware vessels, Balala altar, they absorb right away. Yeshanim Mizavafin, and then we said the case of when they're old or tarred, claim in other words, Yeshanim Oy Mizavafin, either one, Asurim is going to be forbidden. Yeshanim, when they're old, I did the Kanis by Yain Nesach's Mamruba, Bala Oyer. Because they're there for a long time, so therefore the leather is going to absorb it. Mizavafin, tarred, the Filibachad is in the Bala, even in one time it absorbs the Zephis Liyain, the tar for the wine, Akan Lashayim. That I'm going to tell here is Rashi's words. Says Mashmata Perusha, it sounds like from Rashi's interpretation, Mechalik bin Chadoshim de Noidus, he differentiates between the new flasks, the Chadoshim de Kakanim, to the new jugs. Why? The Chadoshim de Noidus, Kari, we call the new flasks, after Shnoz Bamiyan Kfar, even if you already put in wine once before. Ach, Lois Mamruba, but not for a long period of time. Whereas Vechadoshim Mechakanim, the Kari, but we don't call the jugs new, Elika Shleinos Bamiyan Klaal, only if you didn't put in wine at all. Opir Shatam, and what's the reason? Mishum the Cheres Bal Alta, because the jugs which are made out earthenware absorb right away. Bafilipam Rishan, even by the first time. Chem Peresh Basamach, the Gemara explains shortly. Hanimili Noidis, Haino Ziki, Shem Shalar, those are the flasks made out of leather. Avakankam Shal Cheres, but the jugs made out of earthenware, so that Bali Tuba, that absorbs a lot. Now, the Sesar of Nir, it seems, Ki Kashahita Benoidis Chadoshim, that when they permitted by the new flasks, Hitter Avabishikranus Memyain, they permit even when you put on wine. Almost really, obviously he holds le mechnis lekiim because it's not meant to be there for a long time. Dil mechnisin, because if it would be, I feel upon machas goes with, and even at one time they would decree. I've been in the even if it wasn't tarred. Chemash peg beis, that's something I'm thinking about later. Ein dal me beis hagas the press v'amachatz v'hamash pech shalev kechovim, all these tools that remeir. The gear says Rebbe matir benogav, he permits when it's dried. V'cham oisim, they say it's forbidden. Maidan again, it's either a mayor rebbe, but kankanim shemasurim apanogim. They agree that by jugs it's forbidden even this jug. Now, ma benzel is that? What's the difference between them? Elo hakankanim. These jugs machnis and lekiim. They're meant to last for a long time. Elo gasa machatz amashbech. These tools for the press. Ein machnis lekiim. They're not meant to last and be there for a long time. And there's some where it's not tarred. Make a ton of save of the breast. In fact, it says the end of the breast, the gas, run of the press. That if they were tarred, assume they're forbidden. Mashmah sounds like the reisha beinim svufim nayri. That's tumah when it's not tarred. But come on, Rava says over there, you have mashad the gulfi pidish chavis rekonius the empty barrels v'im shacharis and out of earthenware sachid lo apamayu b'chasim lo bertzayu. My time, called the Bishma Klis Likim, anything that's meant to last for a long time, the Fisha, Gazer Ben Rabban, so even temporarily the Rabban will go on them. Now, Lashon Lefisha, Mashma, sounds like a fellow, but Pamach is even one time. Hukar Liver can come, Shabak Nis Likim, so when you have the jugs that are meant to last a long time, Ain Lahat Bechadoshim, you don't permit when the new Akim below Nosin Yan Klal, unless he did not put in one at all. Lefisha Tassin, according to his opinion, Shalisa Benoidis, that he forbids by flash, in Machnis Lekiim, that you don't put into less a long time. You shun them when they're old enough, play Zephyrs, even without tar. Vavagav Glebalikulai, even though they didn't absorb so much. Imkim, that's the case, clear of Gechavim. So it says, it comes out the vessels of the idol worshippers, Avashal Kesabashal Aids, even silver or wood, in the Matar, not permit them, Lebagola Beiri, unless you do Hagola, which type of kashering and pouring, Begam Yusht, the Knashal Aids. Of wood, av shalom, even those of ours, kim shem svufim, since they're tarred, yesterday they would be forbidden. In nosmem yain shachas, if they put in wine one time, or ifilu nagabehem, or even if they touched it, the yain tefech aleim, and you have wine that's moist on them. Kachat tzoshu shizakunju. That's how it comes out according to Shitas Rashi. Says Chayes v'harbet miyus yesh. There's many wonders on Shitas Rashi. First of all, the lashon shnei abraises shall kankam shall noidus shoven. The terminology of the two braises of the jugs and the flasks are the same. But Vein Perishav, the words are the same, but the interpretation is not the same. The Benoidis, Mikha Chadash, Mitam, by the flask that called new up, Shikavan, Dos, Mem, Yain, when you're ready to put in wine. Ubekankanim, on the other hand, by the Jog, Mifarish Chadash, you tell me new is only Shalaydis, Mem, Yain, Kalah, when you didn't put in wine at all. Vaidkosh, another difficulty is Shanas, the Rav Lishur, and he's giving his words for measurement. Vein Perishav, like a Benoidis, he doesn't explain regarding flask, but come upon Mikhishon, how many times would make it old? But another difficulty is Lashon Grudim Mashma. The word Grudim sounds like Shabin Kvar Zephes, the garden. It sounds like that you already had tar and you scraped it off. According to Rashi, it's that he never put in. But Tim, another wonder is the Maisim B'chol Yoyim. Stories happen every day, the clear over the Kachavim Shal Kasev, regarding the vessels of silver of the non-Jewish. Nago Ilm L'Shashcha Mabayim, that the custom in the world is to just wash it out with water, Latirin B'la Golav Eir, to permit it without kashering and pouring out. But we just said before, according to Rashi, you would have to. But because another difficulty is the Gamatech Shmait and Mashmo. So from Masog, it sounds like the Dovish in Machnis Lekim, something that's not meant to be there for a long time. I mean, if they're not tarred, hopefully you shun them, even if they're old, Meshach Shem Mevayim, you just wash it out with water. That's enough. Because the Hanu Kubi de Pombadisa, we have the Gemara brings that these vessels of Pombadisa, the Ansubi Parsi Grafila, that it was taken forcibly, but on Bukhamer, they put in wine, but Kama, and the Gemara says, Kol Dovish in Machnis Lekim, anything that's not meant to last a long time, Meshach Shem Mevayim, but you wash it up with water, and that's it, enough. It's not logical to say that he didn't put in wine only one time. Another difficulty is Masha Pirish, where he explains, Rashi says, oh, but you know the jugs that are made of earth and Bali too, but they absorb a lot. But then the Gemara should not make the reason dependent on this. It's not about that. It's about because it's meant to last there a long time. But when the Gemara is making it sound like that the reason because of the absorbed taste, Mashma sounding the Cheres by Irdenware, Avimein Machnis Likimas, that even if it's not meant to last long, it would be forbidden. Well, coming Perek Beis later on in the second Perek, Amehid the Gulfi, Mashma the Mutter sounds like permitted. But they come from that, the Gemara says, called Mashma Machnis Likim, anything that's meant to last a long time. Because Rabban Lefisha, Rabban goes even temporarily at this Mamru because of a long period of time. So Mashma sounds like a Dovashim Machnis Likim, something that's not gathered to last to be there for a long time. Loikos they weren't because Avlis Mam Ruby even for a long period of time. But another wonder is the Maizim Machal Yaim. There's stories every day, but Klicher Shalom regarding our earthen vessel. Shemachnis Likim that it's not meant to be there for a long time. Shnosim Mem Yisol Yain Harbe when the Jew puts in a lot of wine. The Shkenei Bem Oiv Gachavim when the non-Jews touch it. Ein Oisim by Rak Shech Shgalavad. They just mix. They just shake it out. So Pesher Rabbi Eloyo ben Rabbi Yehuda liyashiv girtzas this ram. He wanted to resolve the text of this ram. The vaday noidis v'kakanim, for sure the jugs and the flesh, ne machnis l'kim, they're both meant to last a long time. V'ochem perushim, this is what the Gemara is saying. Noidis v'kakavim chadoshim, regarding the new non-Jewish flesh. So leinot mem yam kalav, they didn't put in one at all. T'machshim gerudim shalezav samayim, because it wasn't tarred at all. Irama buhu v'kakavim chamra, if the non-Jew would put in wine, made the idea, you'd see it. Av zavusim, but when it's tarred. Or if it was tarred benoshes vasan, and then the tar came out. Av chadoshim asurim. Then even when they knew the forbidding, kishema b'shas visa, because maybe when they tarred or achas visa or after the tarring, nasmem b'kachavim yain, they put in wine v'lo yadia, and you're not going to tell because of the tar.
Yishanim, the old ones perish. Nasvem Yain, Avala Chad Zimna, that you put in wine even one time. Assume they're forbidden. Chaldavish Mechlis Likim, because anything that's meant to last a long time, Asa Lefisha, forbidden even temporarily. Chim Kakanim, so too by the jugs. Now there's no difference between the flask and the jugs. Eyes of Adla are betani lahu. So why didn't they both teach them together as one? From the sefer brises, mechalik zimazze, because the end of the brises differentiate between the two of them. The gabi noydis ketani, because regarding the flask, we learned that Rabbi Kachavim, Ribavon, Abdon, regarding the case of the non-Jew tanning it, there's another halacha that the Bryce mentioned, because Rabbi Kachavim tani teach a different halacha. Rabbi Kachavim doesn't take any mechulu. Also teaching that the non-Jew puts on one. In other words, they each have their separate halachas as teaching, but regarding this halacha, they're actually the same. And shortly when the Gemara says like this, that's by flas, that is avagav the machnis lekiyim, even though you put into last, it's enough with just pouring and emptying it out, mishum delay bali, because they don't absorb. That what's saying is unique about the makakam shel cheres bali tvei, but regarding the earthenware, the jugs made out of earthenware, they absorb more. And lefizeh, according to this, says the yesh lahata hakanash vayush that he mentioned before. Apishem zvusin, even though the Torah mekimim shemachnis lekim, because they're not meant to last a long time. In there, pashle nicha now also makes sense. Komash shekshin leperes Rashi, everything we'd ask in Rashi. Rak loshin grudim, only the terminology of grudim. That's difficult because we're still saying that it was them atard. But Taisa said the word grudim sounds like it was, which is scraped off. Now achin rebein tam hikshaloi, but rebein tam asks on Rabbi Yoh ben Rabbi Yehuda that we're bringing from him, when halachas gedolos, from the halachas gedolos, Shapirsha, that they explain, Hanamili, when did we say this halacha by noidis, by flasks, shemachnis lekim, which are not meant to last, but regarding jokes, shemachnis lekim, loi, they're meant to last a long time, they're not. Lefiz, according to this, in lahata kanash zavusis, we cannot permit these kanash that are tart, api shemachnis lekim, even though they're not meant to last, dominoidis, similar to the case of the flask, where, that we're saying that the noides that are not machnesis lakim, that we're saying that it's supposed to have the same thing that's forbidden, like by noides. So the kachnu rabbi and tam zever appears rabbi and tam the gorsh b'shmaiten that the argister should be here. The machleik is by noides like a kam that differentiates between flask and jugs. This is the way you have to learn it. When you have these non-Jewish flasks that are grudim, they're permitted, chadoshim, new, zafusim, asurim, pirish. So he explains, grudim, shim bem zephis, mutar. When it doesn't have tar, it's permitted. Even when they're old. Since they're not meant to be there a long time, you could wash it up water and it's good. Even if it had tar, ella, but it's a good thing, top of lama gimel alf, sheniklev, that it was peeled. Then it's enough with just washing it out. Like it's obviously more later in the Ein Dalan Beis. The partly more asma who the Av Bishenikla Bazefes Asur that even when the tar is peeled off, it's forbidden. Law lahi the gas samachets shein mesvufim did not tart the yain chasham b'shasvisa that the wine. That there at the time of the tarring in elikizek maimlatit, just like putting water into the clay. Where in other words, it's not considered significant. And chadashim sefusim asur and pirsh chadashim shadoima shloim miyayim oilam. That you imagine that it was never it's new, so that there was never wine there. Falachasur, even so, they can be forbidden. Why shmachashim sefufim kedar tarred. Maybe you put in one and just couldn't tell. And the tar absorbs it. Even though you're not putting in the it's not meant to be there for a long time. You still have to do pouring out the waters. Because the tar absorbs even one time. The jugs of the non-Jews knew they're permitted. Yishanim zafasin asurin old and tarred are forbidden pirish. Chadash and Mataran knew they're permitted. Pirush that, or the vade oivdik, or taking out the word pirush, the vade oivdik chavim loy nosim emyayim me'oilam. No, if they're new, so that means the non-Jew never put wine in them ever. Kimachashem zavufin because they're not tarred. Ilo nosim emyayim. If wine would have been put in minker, it would be recognizable. Yishanim zavufin old that are tarred.
Nami Asurin, they're also forbidden. Rafala Nirin Chadashim, even if they look new, Kishem and Nasimem of Gacham Yain, maybe they put in wine, but in the nicker, it's not recognizable. And Yishon, Rafala Loy Nasimem, El Pamachas, even if it won't only put in one time, Asurin, they're forbidden. They should make this legim because it's put in there to last a long time. Well, if Yishon to be in the Tam, so according to Shitas Rabbein Tam, Yish Lesser, Kanash be Yishtash, Shalano Hasafufis, that are tarred, b'magav yikom with the non-Jew touching. It's like agalizim, you have to cast them, or you last them ear to pour out the water. Fapish mechnis legim, it's not meant to last a long time, can they know the zvutsa, it's like these flasks that are tarred. P'chintzotim kono isim chadoshim zvutsa min abik yikovim. If you buy them new tarred from the non-Jew, akol kadin know this, they all have the halachali flasks, and they have to be kashed. Now, b'kashim minig oim shenogu b'kom mokim, the problem is with the custom that you see in the world in all places, liknes chadoshim nevi kachom, they buy new ones from the non-Jews. They don't kasher. They don't pour out with three times water. Now, v'riyah mefarish liyashva minig. The Ri would explain to resolve the custom. The dav could be mehem. Specifically in their day, shayirigim latam b'miyayin b'shas visa, that they would put wine in when they would be tarring it, yesh lesa, then you should say it forbidden. Hida yayin b'shas visa in the elikazak ma'am latid. Because even though the wine at the time of the tarring is only throwing water into the clay, because Bishlai would explain, we know this, but by flask, yesh lachash, you have to be concerned, shema achaykein, maybe after that, hitl shem yayin, they put in wine, b'le yidi, and you just can't tell. But now that they're not accustomed to putting wine in at the time of the tarring, if they would put wine in after the tarring, it would be recognizable. But however, ours, that the non-Jew touch with liquid that's wet, that we don't find any permission. Rabbein Tam atzma chazal by b'sayvim. Rabbein Tam himself retracted at the end. Basically, after Avshalonu, he started to permit even hours b'makav b'kachavim when the non-Jew touched b'shishah b'alma, just washing it out. Veratam, and he said the reason b'shem deikat tatli was that there's really two things working in favor. Number one, the hashen shalates, they're made out of wood, but never b'miyayin kokach al de zephas, and the wine does not get absorbed so much through the tar. But like dimel anoydis, and that's not so much the flesh shal or which is made out of leather barachu leblaya yoyser al de svisa, and it's soft to get absorbed more through the tar. But more b'kein through this kokach b'yayin. They're not so busy with the wine, but they don't really clear gas or machatz a mashpat. Like, come on, and it's not similar to the vat and all those other tools that you pour with later on. Shaya nivle mamadei svisa, that the wine gets absorbed through them through the tongue. The fish and truth is beyond, because they're busy with the wine. Kasser the baruch. Even so, even though Rabbein Tam retracted, he wouldn't act on it to initially permit with washing an alam. But after the fact, if they put a wine after the non-Jew touch, he wouldn't make it forbidden. So it says, with the conclusion of the Brice of the jug, in the Tesefta, to non-Jew put in water, Yisrael, the Jews allowed to put in wine. The non-Jew put in wine, the Jew first washed it out every 24 hours for 3 days. And then he can put in wine. Doesn't have to be concerned. And if the non-Jew put in wine, Yisrael, Tziramurias, and the Jew put in brine and the fish fats, now he's allowed to put in wine. That's what the Gemara asked. Is that initially or after the fact? Pidush not with Masha. I meant this, that it says be sold tziramuriyas, that the Jew puts in the fish brine or the fats. But some, what it means to say is like it's at then the sham, that initially you can put over the kamashecha like the beer, or davka the yavid, or that only after the fact. Me, however, after the yavid, even after the fact, eating yain acharav, you could put wine in after that. The tzir sarev, because the brine burns out the non-kosher wine. Benicha, the pshitle now makes sense that pshitle tamuda besamach, that it was obvious to the Gemara that tzir sarev, that if the brine burns, or lokajkin isn't all the most of fire. But according to the text from the Garcia, that the Garcia says, that the non-Jew put in wine, the Jew puts in a brine or murias, kosher, that's difficult. Maikabai, what's the Gemara asking? Pshita, like a tchil kama, of course, we're saying that he could put in. It's not nosan, it's saying that he could put in. But kosher, another difficulty is in Olal Talmuda, where does the Gemara know that tzirsarif liyayin, that the brine burns the wine, shemut lekonis b'yayin acharav, that you would be able to put in wine after that? Who said, maybe it's only on this halacha, but who said that it's going to burn it to put in wine after that?